Your North Iowa news continues on KCHA. Mother Nature turned up the heat with high temperatures in the mid-90s Saturday and Sunday. Coupled with heat index values of 100 to 107 degrees, a heat advisory was also issued for the entire listening area for much of the weekend. A heat advisory remains in effect till 7 o'clock tonight for Allamaquis, Fayette, and Clayton counties in northeast Iowa, plus areas south of those counties. Officials caution against being outside any more than necessary in such heat, but if you do venture out, take measures to protect yourself. Pete Helmstead with the Iowa DOT's Mason City District Office suggests that you could take some cues from road construction workers.
These are people who work in these conditions all the time, so they know to stay hydrated, they know to take breaks when possible, you know, wear the long sleeves, wear the hats with the big brims, you know, all the precautions that you would take when you're out in the heat. It's something that they're used to. It doesn't mean they don't have to be aware of it, don't have to take precautions, but it is definitely something that they will feel.
Chickasaw County Sheriff Ryan Shaver urges protecting those who can't protect themselves, such as kids and pets, which should never be left in vehicles when it's this hot.
It doesn't take but 3 or 4 minutes when it's these kind of temperatures outside in the mid to upper 90s and heat indexes in excess of 100 degrees for those vehicles to warm up inside and cause heat stroke, heat exhaustion. People can pass out, even pets.
According to the National Weather Service, the temperature inside a vehicle will reach 100 degrees in 25 minutes when the outside temperature is only 73. They also note that a dark dashboard or seat can easily reach 180 to more than 200 degrees. Recent and future weather are forcing delays in a pair of North Iowa road construction projects. The Iowa DOT's New Hampton Construction Office says that due to expected heavy rains this week, a concrete pavement replacement project on Iowa Highway 9 from Kirkwood Avenue to First Street in Osage is being pushed back a week. That work will now begin next Monday, June 30th, instead of today as originally planned. Once the project does commence, Iowa DOT's Pete Helmstead says the project is expected to be completed by mid-August, weather permitting.
That section of Iowa 9 will be closed and traffic will be detoured using T26 and US 218. And the contractor hopes to have that back open in about 6 weeks.
Helmstead adds they also hope to establish a second detour route.
I know they are also hoping to get the intersection on the east side done as soon as possible. That way there's a local detour that people can use as well, so they don't have to take the longer detour. So the contractor's going to do everything they can to get that intersection done first so that local traffic can use the in-town detour.
Meanwhile, high water levels on the Cedar River in Waverly have again interrupted construction of the new Iowa 3 bridge there. Flooding in May halted work for about 3 weeks, and Helmstead says rising waters on the Cedar became an issue again last Wednesday night into Thursday morning.
Looks like it overtopped it, so hopefully that'll go down quickly. We can clean up the area again and get back in there and start working again.
It's the latest delay for the project, which was also hampered by flooding last summer. Other factors have also resulted in design adjustments. Thus, the completion date for the bridge has been pushed back from Labor Day to sometime in November. A North Iowa man will serve over a half decade in federal prison for drug trafficking. In a plea agreement, 34-year-old Todd Sutton Jr. of Mason City admitted that on July 27th last year, he was the driver of a vehicle pulled over for a traffic violation in Cerro Gordo County. He was arrested for driving while barred and taken to the Cerro Gordo County Jail. While being booked into jail, law enforcement found a plastic baggie containing approximately 45 grams of methamphetamine that Sutton had discreetly hidden on his person. Court records also show Sutton had attempted to conceal drugs on his person on two prior occasions as he was being processed at the Cerro Gordo County Jail for other offenses. Sutton has an extensive criminal history, including violence and drug convictions. He entered a guilty plea in February to possession of meth with intent to distribute. Last week, he was sentenced to 7.5 years imprisonment by United States District Court Judge Leonard Strand. Sutton must also serve a 4-year term of supervised release after prison. He's being held in United States Marshals custody until he can be transported to a federal prison. The case was investigated by the Cerro Gordo County Sheriff's Office. Luther College has a new dean of students. President Brad Chamberlain says Julie Thornton has been appointed to the position, bringing more than 2 decades of experience in student affairs and student-facing offices to the Decorah campus. Thornton joins Luther from the University of St. Thomas in St. Paul, Minnesota, where she was the Title IX coordinator and oversaw equity and compliance. Thornton said, "I am thrilled to be joining the Luther community to start building relationships and working collaboratively with the team to support students through the joys and challenges of college life, focused on students feeling welcomed, having a sense of belonging, and finding and nurturing their passions." Chamberlain said Thornton's record of implementing student-centered solutions and her commitment to creating environments where students thrive, both academically and personally, are closely aligned with Luther's mission and strategic priorities. Thornton will begin her role at Luther in July. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa News on KCHA, also available online at kchanews.com.